I need the prayers of those I love. And I was thinking how wonderfully blessed that Bethlehem Church has been blessed. And my acquaintance with this church goes back about 58 years. Elder Oba Cummins came to Mushu when I was still a teenager. And I can tell you what he preached on. He preached about Jesus being the door of the sheepfold. And he that cometh up some other way is a thief and a robber. So he was a powerful figure in my life. A man that left a powerful heritage. And then Brother Bill has been a dear friend to me. And the church has been blessed to carry on. And now his son is pastor. So in 58 years, three pastors. Maybe it was like a little longer than that even. But now I want you to pray for me. I've had a text on my mind a good while. Built upon the foundation of Jesus, of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And remember Paul, he said, other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid. Well, he started out and said, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. Other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. What a solid foundation that we have to stand on. What an enduring, what an eternal, everlasting foundation. And even in describing God over in Deuteronomy, he is the rock, and his work is perfect.
Amen.
So the church of Christ that we have today, the pattern is perfect. It didn't need a second try at it. It was perfect when it was established, when John the Baptist in those days. But I've never found a perfect church because it's made up of sinful people. But the pattern is perfect. And we need to study. We need to take heed under ourselves. We need to contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. So what a rich heritage this church has. What a wonderful blessing that every one of us has to understand and to know where the truth is. And remember that scripture where it said, God is a spirit, and seeketh such to worship him in spirit and in truth. And, well, I believe over there where I started about the foundation, said, let every man take heed how he build on this foundation, whether he build with gold. Oh, what a beautiful, enduring substance. And you notice in these six things here, each one of them is a little decline, but those first three are beautiful and enduring substances. And a beautiful building can be built upon this foundation with these things. So whether we build with gold or silver or precious stones, all these, I can begin to see a beautiful building rising up. And I thought about over in Peter, said, ye then as lively stones are built up a spiritual house to offer up spiritual sacrifices.
Amen,
unto God. We want to bring the best that we can. The Father gave the best that heaven had. He spared not his only Son. He gave him for us. And as that song said, and when I think that God, his Son, not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin.
Amen.
My sin that would have separated me forever. My sin that I was 10,000 talents in debt, had not one fatherling to pay. $10,000 in debt and not a one red cent to pay. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So how thankful that we can be. And the great, we'll never get through saying thank you as we should in this life. But we've got an eternity coming, and we'll give him the glory and the praise when we reach that land over there. But it behooves us to lay aside every weight, the sin which doth so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race which is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We have a captain who has fought the hard battle. He is our leader and one that is our example. And the scripture says, be ye therefore followers of Christ as dear children. You know, children have a different nature. Some of them just love their parents so much that they're very obedient. And some of them may have sort of a stubborn nature sometimes, and maybe we all did. But as dear children, those that really love their parents, and how that we should love our Father. And what a privilege even to say, as Jesus taught his disciples how to pray, say, our Father, which art in heaven. Unworthy of the least of his blessings, nothing that we have done, but adopted into his family and receiving the benefits while that we live here, the strength that is his of this one that created the heaven and the earth, and all these things that are therein. It's a scripture I'm reaching for about, thou, Lord, in the beginning hath laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hand. They shall wax old as doth a garment, and they shall be changed. But said, thou art the same. Well, I went on to say, as a vesture he shall fold them up, and but thy years are the same, and they shall not change. And then went on to say, thou remainest. This one that is an everlasting God, the eternal God, is our refuge. Underneath are the everlasting arm. What a fellowship, what to lean upon the arm. And I remember that. I love the Songs of Solomon. Talks about this beautiful lady, and she leans upon the arm of her beloved. And this her beloved is Christ, the Savior, her husband. And the bride is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the husband provides the means or the substance to take care of his bride. And this husband that we have been beautifully brought out, how he has defended us, and we're not to fight, but look to our Lord, the captain of our salvation. It was a wonderful leader while that he lived here, and he still, you know, he put away our sin, he paid the debt, but he's still on the job. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. So what a wonderful thing to be able to pray. We get in troubles. We feel poor and needy. We feel to be all alone. We can sing the song, Jesus Knows. A man of sorrows has passed this way and acquainted with grief. So he knows that we're but flesh, and he presents our petition unto the Father. Right? It is not blocked. It gets, the line is not tied up. It gets all the way there. The righteous pray. We need to pray. Pray without ceasing. To find the strength that we need in life. Many things that we, you know, the man's nature is, I can handle this job all by myself. But when we've found what weak individuals that we are, how we need the help of the Lord, and how we have had the help of the Lord. And we get anxious about something and we pray about it. And we forget to say thank you. When we receive what the good Lord gave us, and sometimes we hadn't even thought to pray, and He gives us beyond what we could even think or ask. So, ye are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. And then after that, we've been born of God's Spirit and given a spiritual nature. We are to build a spiritual house. And we have those materials of this, whether we build after the Spirit or whether we build after the flesh. But those things of the Spirit are beautiful and they're enduring. And it is fitting that we build this house. You may sing of the beauty of mountain and dale, of the silvery streamlet and flowers of the vale. But the place most delightful to see is the house of the Lord. So we come this evening to the house of the Lord. And with songs of praise, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Looking one more time to meet the Lord here in this earth. To receive those things that's been preached about, the beatitude, those things that we're so needy of, and how we receive these blessings while we live here in time. Now, I thought about this scripture, and maybe it's over in Luke, but Jesus speaking said, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. Now, there's a word. And I think I heard Brother Obie preach on this text. Said, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shalt go. Oh, that thou hadst hearkened. Now that's a twofold word. It not only entered into the ear, but there is such a thing that we believe this and we want to do. We want to be a doer of the word. Not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word. So I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit. There is a benefit in our life in serving the Lord. Timely blessings here. Our home eternal is from the work of Jesus, the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the timely blessings that we can have, the wonderful privilege to be the fellowship of the saints. And I want to just say a little bit about saints. A saint is not one that's been elected by some organization. And they're in heaven now. There was a text came to mind conducting an old 99-year-old sister's funeral. Said, my goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints which are in the earth. And I'm looking at a number of those tonight, and I've known great numbers of them, those saints which are the faithful witnesses, and what a benefit, what an encouragement, what an example, and we want to follow in the steps. And the song said, children of the heavenly King, you are traveling home to God in the way the fathers trod. So I look at this church even, continuing on in those faithful fathers, and ye are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Peter said, we have not followed cunningly devised fable, but were eyewitnesses of His majesty. And we have that faithful witness which has been recorded, for whatsoever things written aforehand were written for our learning, that we through patience in the comfort of the Scripture might have hope. And so when we've been acquainted with these things, when we've seen those wonderful examples of those that stood like mighty oaks, that stood against the adversities of this life, those things are a wonderful example unto us. Don't think I finished about building the house. Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and it seemed like maybe it went on some in the beginning of that, some thought about coming Whosoever cometh unto me and heareth these sayings of mine, I will tell you to whom he is and doeth them, I will tell you to whom he is likened. He's likened unto a man that built his house, and he digged deep. In other words, he wasn't wanting a temporary thing. He wasn't in a hurry to throw up a shabby shelter, but he digged deep. It took some sweat, and instead, those things that are worthwhile are worth putting all that we have into it. So this man digged deep, and he built his house on a rock. And I'll not finish exactly word for word, but the storms came upon it and beat upon it, and it did not fall, because it was founded upon a rock. It went on to talk about how every man's work would be tried by fire. And the fire can consume wood, hay, and stubble. But it cannot contain the gold and the silver and the precious stone. So it might take some effort to get these things to use. And some thought, and to build a beautiful building. I like your new building here, but the beauty of it is the people, the saints that are here. Didn't finish about the saints. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints which are in the earth. Now, Ephesians 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the saints which are at Ephesus. They were there on earth then. They were not dead and departed. They were at Ephesus. And so here at Bethlehem Church, to the saints which are at Bethlehem. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints which are in the earth, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Our Lord and Master was faithful in all things. And if we're to be followers of him, we need to be faithful. And a faithful is one that continues on. And devotes their life trying to be faithful, trying to be an example, trying to show their great love for their Savior. How wonderful, while we live on here on earth, to come to the house of the Lord, to try to be faithful to this one that has done so much to us, this one that we owe all to. I thought about it like this. If a person were in a house that was on fire and overcome by smoke, and somebody ran in and drug you out and respirated you, you'd feel like you owed your life to them. But much more, it was far more dangerous, far more critical than that. The way that Christ has saved us, he appeared once in the end of the world to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And he did that. He said, "It is finished." And then when he had risen from the grave, he said, "Because I live, ye shall live also." So tonight we have a blessed hope. I love that text over there in Hebrew, "which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth into that within the veil." We can't see all the way into heaven, but we know God is there. And the saints, their souls and spirit are theirs. Our departed loved ones, souls and spirit, they're already. And we hope to go that way to join them one day. Now, who do we want to see in heaven? Well, I'll tell you who I want to see the most. That's Jesus, yeah. The one that died for me. Yeah. And to live there with the redeemed of all ages in that perfect and sinless world where that no sin is. You know, sin is such a weight to us while that we live here. Such a burden that we bear oftentimes, and to know that Christ has put away our sin and that we stand before the Father justified by his blood, and we are accountable. We do come before the judgment seat of Christ. in this life. Sometimes it's with the stripes of a correction. Sometimes, occasionally, and I heard an old minister say it like this. He said, my pathway has been a meandering path, but here and there I have crossed the way. So there's a few times that we've been in the way. And I remember Abraham's servant that had such a great responsibility. This son that was to be the promised son of whom God was going to make a great nation. And he had finally been born when Abraham was about 100 years old and Sarah passed the childbearing age. And this son was given. And you know, he was very special. But there was a time when God tried the faith of Abraham. Said, get thee up into a mountain that I will show you and offer your son there for a burnt offering. And Abraham moved with fear, in respect, in reverence to his God, to do that which God had done. He got everything in order. They started on the journey. There was a mountain in the distance. Don't you know Abraham was hated to see that mountain in one way. And yet he feared God greater. He was going to do as God had commanded him. And the young man, Isaac, had seen sacrifices. Here is the fire. Here is the wood. There's the knife. But where is the burnt offering? God will prepare himself an offering. That offering that was prepared was the Christ Jesus. And so when they got there, he bound his son. He laid the wood in order and even drew back his knife to take the life of his promised son. And the angel said, stay thy hand. Do thy son no harm. And he turned to see a ram with his horns hung in the thicket. A substitute. And that's what Christ is. He took our sins in his own body. He bare them in his own body on the tree of the cross. And he was made to be sin for us. He had no sin of his own, but he came to be a sin bearer. And he came down from heaven with all power, both in heaven and earth, to do the will of the Father. He came on the mission. It was prophesied before he came. He shall not fail nor be discouraged. And because he had all the resources of heaven, because he came to do the will of his Father, and this was going to be completed, and it was. All prophecies were fulfilled. All sins of his people were atoned for. And he, as he died upon the cross, he said, it is finished. By that one offering he had forever perfected them that are sanctified. Now, I'd just like to get into the 48th Psalm in connection with this. Ye are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. In the 48th Psalm, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. This is our responsibility. It's our obligation. And how we know that he is God and he's made himself known unto us. We should tremble at his presence, but we want to praise him. Great is the Lord God, and let his... I'm getting the song mixed up. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Where? Just out on the street corner, down in the swamps and so on? No, in the mountain of his holiness, the city. It went on to say, on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. Many kings that there have been in earth, and they've all gone the way of all the earth. Nebuchadnezzar was one of the greatest kings in history, but there came a time he got too big and he had to be brought down. And finally, though, he knew who was the true king and that his kingdom reigned forever of his dominion. There shall be no end. So on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. And beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. Can you see the church tonight? Can you see it at a distance? Do you want to be there? Draw nigh to God. He will draw nigh unto thee. Make the efforts. Climb the mountains to get to the top of the mountain where that the church of the Lord is. It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountain, and all nations shall flow into it. Now, I'm a little bit anticipating. We've had such a wonderful country here. We've had the church here all of these years. And now some of our brethren, and I believe the Lord has been in these things, have gone into other countries, especially in Africa, where they were so poor, and in the Philippines, where they were so glad to learn about Jesus. And it may be moving on, but we still have it today. And we can say, the Church of Christ, we have today a blessing from the Lord. And it went on to say there about that beautiful temple upon the top of this mountain. God is known in her palaces. This is a royal place. It's a special place. The wicked of this world should not be in this place, but it should be higher. And God is known in her palaces for refuge. Now, in the last part of that, I guess the scriptures are two that I love, I want to follow. It said, walk about Zion. In other words, we travel a lot of miles to get to be with our brethren. It's a wonderful, we just find more beauties, more joy. Walk about Zion. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Tell the towers thereof. Nobody is like our God, and nothing is like his church either. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth. Mark ye well her bulwarks, tell the towers thereof, that ye may tell it to the generation following. I've admired Brother Mark's little boys. And those little boys are learning. And we need to share those things with our children. We want them to have the blessing that we have had. These things are beneficial. These things are the joys of our life. And we want their lives to be spiritual lives, that the church will continue on. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Tell the towers they have. Go round about her. And went on to finish up. And maybe that'll be a good place for me to close. Said, this God shall be our guide even unto death. I may not have got that exactly. But he will be our guide even unto death. Jesus said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And so to have the guide, there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Someone to walk in the way. You know, those two disciples, after that Jesus was crucified, they didn't understand that he had risen from the dead. They were very discouraged. And how discouraged we'd be if we thought that Jesus was not alive. But as they walked on the road, there was a third person joined them, and their eyes were holding. They didn't know it was Jesus. And he began at the scriptures and described those things that told about him. And then as they came close to the end of day, they constrained him to turn aside with them. And they thought back, said, did not our hearts burn within us while we walked in the way? I want to walk in that way. Amen. Like Abraham's servant, I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren. Now remember, Abraham and Lot's servants had a problem. And Abraham decided to talk to his nephew. Some said, our herdsmen are fighting. I said, let there be no strife between me and thee. I said, we be brethren. So So let brotherly love continue. Pray for me.